Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no.
This is Brandon Marshall.
Noah Syndergaard.
I'm Henrik Lundqvist.
I'm Jamal Adams.
World Series champion, Kino Martinez.
Two-time Olympic gold medalist and World Cup champion, Tobin Heath.
And you're listening to Danielle McCartan.
On 60 Minute Overtime.
On WRPR.
www.prosportsrundown.com. At Coach McCartan. Facebook.com/CoachMcCartan.
Well, this is a brand new episode of 60 Minute Overtime. I'm pretty sure this is working. I think. Let's turn up the volume here. My first episode on Blog Talk Radio. This is broadcasting here from my house. This is kind of weird. I don't even know if this is working. No. Looks like it is. No. Lupa, stop. All right, so this is a Super Bowl 52 edition of 60 Minute Overtime. My God, this is so weird to not be in like an actual studio. I guess I'll post to Facebook and to Twitter. My message was sent. All right, so I can't tell how many people are listening. I do know that I have zero callers. But how did you like my new introduction there? I thought that was pretty cool, having all the people that I've interviewed finally. You know, putting that all together, making it sound like an actual real radio station. It's kind of cool. I guess the call-in number, if you want it, here it is, 818-475-9284. I'm going to be looking up and talking about all kinds of things today related to the Super Bowl 52. Obviously, this is a brand new relaunch for me. I'm on a brand new platform called blogtalkradio.com with a little help from, his name is TJ Reeves. I know I mentioned him on here before. He's the sideline reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is how we connected, but he's a whole bunch of other things. So he got me onto this. We'll try it. If it doesn't work, we'll go back to Ramapo College and we'll see how that works. Got a brand new logo for the show. If you follow me on social media, it's facebook.com/CoachMcCartan. Also on Twitter, Coach McCartan. Brand new logo, which was designed by, she wanted to put her website on there, so I'm just going to say it, Cassaro, C-A-S-S-A-R-O, designs.com. Christina Cassaro. She does, what's that called, remote things. So if you need anything done, she might be able to accommodate you all the way out there in Las Vegas. So she did a great job with the new logo. I love it. And finally, my new introduction. And what else is all new? Everything is just all new. I feel like I'm starting all over again. And this is the first episode of the new year, January, February 2018. And this is today, to the date, this is starting year three of this whole radio adventure. I've done one in 2 years already, and this is around our third one here. So lots of change in our third year. But we'll see how this goes. You guys liking it? You like my balloons? For those of you guys watching on my live stream, facebook.com/CoachMcCartan, you see these freaking expensive balloons that I paid for. Eagles, Patriots. Obviously, that's the big matchup today for the Super Bowl. So I guess we'll start with the analysis of the game, because talk about parties and everything. But first, let's get to the analysis. I think that the Patriots, well, first of all, the joke is that Tom Brady is wearing gloves on his hands and he's taking care of his hands because they're adding another finger to his hand so he can wear six rings all in one hand at once. Yes, the Patriots are playing for their sixth Super Bowl championship of all time. And they have made the Super Bowl for three out of the past 4 years. It seems to be we're buying Super Bowl decorations, including the Patriots, for every year. It's like, oh, let's just go buy Patriots things. And yes, I am wearing a Patriots hat. For those of you who follow me, you know that. I do know Devin McCourty well. He's, I go to all of his events. He knows me. I know him. So I'm rooting for him as an individual basis. And then where I teach at Ramapo High School, Chris Hogan also he was a student there. So it's a Patriots connection for me for this game. I really have no connection to the Eagles. And no offense to the good Eagles fans, because I know they're out there. But I just can't root for a team whose fans pelt opposing team's fans with full, unopened beer cans as they walk through a parking lot just trying to get to the stadium. So much so that the riot police had to be called in to the Eagles stadium in the NFC Championship game, or whatever game that was, against the Minnesota Vikings. So I just can't root for that, although I do like the Nick Foles story. The guy was the starter, and now he was the backup, and now Carson Wentz is injured, and now he's back. He's leading this team to the Super Bowl. I just think, first of all, that may change the way a lot of the GMs look at teams. I mean, when Carson Wentz went down, if the Eagles did not have a reliable backup, which not a lot of these teams actually do have a backup that, you know, a veteran type guy, this is going to change the formula, I think, because if the Eagles didn't have Nick Foles, they wouldn't be anywhere near the Super Bowl. We'd be watching the Vikings or the Saints in the Super Bowl, not the Eagles. I think this shines a light again on the importance of having a quality backup, and it's going to maybe change the way the GMs rethink this whole strategy here, because what came to my mind was last year, Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota, the Raiders and the Titans, they were both playoff cusp teams. They were both quarterbacks. They were both hurt on the same Sunday with the same broken bone in their leg. And both teams did not have a reliable backup to turn to. And in both cases, I believe they both missed the playoffs last year, all because their quarterback went down. And that's not the way the Eagles' season has gone, because they've had Nick Foles, and he's been pretty good. He's been pretty comparable to Carson Wentz in the stats department. I think he's a fine backup. I think he's a fine replacement to Carson Wentz. And he, who knows, he might even be getting a starting job somewhere soon. You know, a lot of people are looking for starting quarterbacks now, and we're not talking about the draft today. Today's all about the Super Bowl. We can talk about the draft soon. But we're not going there today. But I just think that Foles is comparable to Wentz in their numbers. Their quarterback rating is, you know, touchdown to interception ratio. Chris Wynn is asking me, what are you wearing? Chris, you missed it. I just explained how Devin McCourty, know him well, and Chris Hogan went to the high school that I teach in. So I do have a little bit of a Patriots connection, much more so than an Eagles connection, that's for sure. So I think Nick Foles, it's a great story. Unfortunately, the story is going to end today in Minneapolis. And let's just talk about how when you scroll through Twitter, everybody's talking about all the reporters that are there. It's so cold in Minnesota. It's so cold in Minnesota. Well, earlier today it was, you know, wind chill of -4. We went through 16 straight days of temperatures that did not go above, I don't even know, 15 degrees. So stop complaining how cold it is in Minnesota. And it's that cold, if you really don't want to be there, I'm on the next flight. I'll do the job for you. Stop. I can't take – not to mention that the stadium is indoors. It's covered. It's an indoor stadium. So who cares how cold it is? Nobody. Nobody cares how cold it is there. So stop saying it. And someone on Twitter, Dave Fulton, this morning said that, well, for tailgating, it's cold. But let's just be honest. The tickets are going for $3,000 to $5,000 to sit in the last row of the stadium. That's what real fan can afford that? There's no real fans. The suits don't tailgate in the parking lots. That's who's at this game. It's the upper echelon. And the fan friends, family, Coke people, Budweiser people. Yeah, this is so corporate, this game. It's incredible. Chris says, America is watching the Golden Knights and Capitals game right now, and you're Facebook Live too. That's right. Talk about the Golden Knights. Chris, I can't wait to come out in Vegas and be with you out there. And I'm going to a game, but I don't want to stray from the Super Bowl thing. But Golden Knights are one story that, if you haven't heard, they're a brand new team in Las Vegas. Hockey in the desert. And they're, last I checked, I don't know, Chris, you can do this, you can check this for me, but are they still in first place? Because it's, and now people are all crying foul because, you know, they had this expansion draft and they got to pick from the you know, whatever. Like, each team put players aside that says, okay, the Golden Knights can pick from this pool of players. And it's just a great job by the scouting department of the Golden Knights, for sure, to be able to pick the best players out of a team and put them and. Putting together a team, and I'm a coach and I know this, putting together a team isn't always about, I'm sure you have the stars, you have the Odell Beckhams and everything. Chris says they're top in the West, second in the NHL. Cool. Very cool. I can't wait to get out there. But when you put together a team, it's not about the stars. You just have to find a team that's going to be able to play well together. And that's exactly what that team did, the GM of that team, the coaching staff and everybody. And yeah, Chris, it is an unreal story. And it's really something everybody can get behind, for sure. Now, back to the Super Bowl. I think let's just talk about the formulas for the game. I'm not going to go into the total X's and O's, but I just wanted to talk about, if you're the Eagles, how are you going to beat the Patriots? Well, as a Jet fan, I've been watching Tom Brady play for the better part of my life, and it's not been fun, but what you can do to beat the Patriots, and the Jets have done it. You know, Mark Sanchez once slayed the mighty Tom Brady and his team. And actually, the way that they do it is this. There's two ways to beat the Patriots. The first way is that you have to keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands. And by Tom Brady, I mean the offense. The guy and Bill Belichick and the whole coaching staff, they are incredible at managing the clock. Like, better than anybody can ever do, even in a game of Madden. Like, they are clock manipulating masters, that's for sure. So obviously, the less time that the ball is in their possession on the offensive side, the better position you are to be able to capitalize on that. The second and more important thing is that you need to pressure Tom Brady. You're not going to win this game if, and we've all seen it, as soon as Tom Brady just sets his feet in the pocket, leans back and lets one fly, It's all over for the Eagles. So what they need to do is they need to keep knocking him off his mark, keep him moving, keep his feet moving, flush him out of the pocket. And this is an Eagles team that can do that. Chris says if the Eagles win, those unruly Philly fans will run roughshod over the Twin Cities, bunch of hooligans. Did you know, I don't know if you guys had seen that in Philadelphia, they were putting Crisco on street poles about 8 feet up on street poles. Why, you may ask? Well, so that the Philadelphia Eagles fans weren't able to climb to the top of the poles to, I don't know, knock them over, jump off, who knows. And it didn't work. It didn't work. People were still hanging from the streetlights, and there were people sitting on top of SUVs with their feet hooked into the sunroofs of the cars. And they were like, hanging on for dear life and driving, I don't know, 35, 40 miles an hour through the streets. I saw a big fat guy, no shirt on. It was freezing. And he was just watching all this happen. Yes, you can Google it. You can Google the pandemonium that's going to happen. And I'm not sure what's worse for Philly. If the Eagles win, you know, for the city of Philadelphia, the actual, you know, landmarks and stuff, what's worse? If the Eagles win or if the Eagles lose? What creates more mayhem? We'll find out tonight. An Eagles fan that wins or an Eagles fan that loses? We'll find out. But the other thing you need to do to Tom Brady is just keep him off his mark. And what I like about the Eagles is that they have a rotating defensive line. So they have like 7 to 8 guys that can just – they're always fresh. And that's in the course of a long game, especially if this goes into overtime – to have fresh defensive line, a front four, this is the key matchup for me, is if the Eagles' front four can dominate the Patriots' front, whatever it is, six, or for the offensive lineman for the Patriots. Because if they could do that and they can handle them and push Tom Brady everywhere that they need him to be other than in the pocket, this game's easy. This is going to be an easy game. The Jets can do it. The Giants did it. This Eagles' defense reminds me of the Giants' defense when, you know, they had the Patriots had that one giant loss against the Giants. Because if you look at that, if you can get a pass rush from your front four without having anybody else come into coverage, you know, like a linebacker, linebacker blitz or safety blitz, if you can keep them back into coverage and still get pressure from your front four, well, you're in luck. And that also is reminiscent of the Giants teams that beat him. And names that come to mind are Hall of Famer Michael Strahan and OCU Manura, Justin Tuck. I mean, these guys were able to just keep the pressure on Tom Brady at all times, take him off his mark. And guess what? Tom Brady does throw interceptions, but not from the pocket, never from the pocket. So I would think that if the Eagles are able to do that, they're going to win this game. Now, if I'm the Patriots, what is my formula to beat the Eagles? Well, my formula to beat the Eagles is, we're dealing with Nick Foles. The flu bug has hit the Eagles. Nelson Aguilar is still recovering. A couple others are trying to shake it off. Well, that's big news. I didn't know that. Nelson Aguilar was on my fantasy team, by the way. And so was Tom Brady, and I still didn't win. I had the Super Bowl quarterback and a Super Bowl wide receiver, and I still didn't win my league. Believe that. Formula to beat the Eagles is going to be very simple, and I think Brady, or Belichick at least, is the master at this. We're dealing with Nick Foles here. We're not dealing with, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Nick Foles is not a great. He's not the great. So what you need to do to him is you need to confuse him. He's susceptible to turnovers. He's susceptible to throwing interceptions. What you need to do is you have to have your coverages, mask them, mix them, create confusion on that side of the ball. Don't line up right away, because that's what the Jets started doing. Don't line up right away so that Nick Foles would be able to dissect you from the line of scrimmage. Give Nick Foles the least look as possible of your defense. Scheme it so that it looks like what he studied on film, but in fact it's not. And don't be surprised if the Eagles, by the way, the Patriots have never scored a touchdown in the first quarter in a Super Bowl. So if you have zeros in your box pool for the Patriots, and I'm trying to find mine, I think I have a three, but if you have zeros or threes for your Patriots in your box pool, you're in good luck. You're in good shape because they've never scored a first quarter touchdown. And like I was saying, I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles go into halftime like the Falcons last year with the lead. But where great coaches are, the mark of a great coach is that you're able to take the information you gleaned from the first half and change it into a game plan for the second half. And I think in that sense, it was all over for the Falcons, 28-3. They were winning at halftime. You think the game is over. And then all of a sudden, here come Belichick and the Patriots. And who knows what's going to happen. This might be the last hurrah for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the Patriots' reign. I mean, I can only hope. But, the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator of the Patriots, Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels, they're both out. They're going to head coaching jobs. As a head coach in Bill Belichick, I would not want to have to retrain an entire staff with a quarterback that's 40 years old, have to retrain everything all at once. I don't know if I would be up to that. Chris says the Pats were lucky to win last year, and they were lucky to beat the Jags last week. Time for a team to finally hold the lead versus these Cats with nine lives. Chris, I think it was a little bit of luck. The Patriots always get help, it seems, from the officiating crew, but that notwithstanding, whatever that word is, I think that there was one play that did not get a lot of attention, or as much as it should have anyway, in that AFC Championship game. It's when it was that fumble recovery, and I can't remember off the top of my head the players that were involved, but there was a fumble called, and it was ripped. It was the Jaguars player ripped it from the Patriots player, and he got up and started running to the end zone. He did not touch the ground in any way. He was not touched. That should have been, then the whistle blew the play dead. That should have been a touchdown for the Jaguars. They should have gone up 6 points, I think it was at that point. 6 points was taken directly off the board from the Jaguars because the referees inadvertently blew the whistle. And that's not a good look. And people weren't really talking about that. And I was kind of surprised. I saw it right away. I tweeted it right away. Denise says, I need to know why you have that hat on. Oh, all right. So for the third time, I'm wearing this hat because I know Devin McCourty, So I'm rooting for him. And Chris Hogan went to the high school where I now teach. And we have the golden Super Bowl ball. Well, I would like to add another one to our trophy case and maybe he'll present it. yeah, that's what I think. So, and I think that the Eagles, like I said, they need to just keep the ball in their hands. And if they could do that, and if they can keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands in the final minutes of this game with a lead, I know that's asking a lot, but they'll win. But here's what I think. Oh, by the way, every year they do the Madden, you know, the Madden video game. They which is so lifelike that they actually put some stock in how they think that the game is going to go. So they ran the game with the current rosters, and the Madden prediction was that the Patriots were going to beat the Eagles to a score of 24-20. Now, Las Vegas has, I think the score predict total points is like 48.5, I believe. So my final score for this game, it's going to be exciting, but I think it's going to be a final score of 27-24 Patriots over the Eagles. And I think Philadelphia will be burning tonight. You know, we didn't start the fire. Oh, by the way, it's the first, if the Eagles are to win, it's the first Super Bowl win in history. And yes, they played the Patriots back in the Super Bowl early in the 2000s, but I hate how people are calling this a rematch. It is not a rematch. The only person that is still constant is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. It's not a rematch. Chris says, if the Eagles win, it'll be the greatest sports day in Philadelphia history, hands down. Of course, it's going to be like pandemonium. No school tomorrow. By the way, Super Bowl Monday should be a national holiday. Then he says, I don't even care what happens. I just can't wait to see what Philly looks like tonight. I know. There's going to be fires. It's going to be insane. It's going to be on every local news channel. And it's going to be dangerous. So don't go there. Don't go to Philadelphia tonight. Whether they win or lose, it doesn't matter. Philadelphia is going to be burning tonight. You know that Rome is burning. Yeah, Philadelphia is burning. And this is a whole new platform that I have here. And I had an audio and it's not going to work. But I wanted to end this segment, the analysis segment here, with a quote from Devin McCourty, who I interviewed plenty of times. I'll be with him again, like in 2 weeks, at an event they're doing at Rutgers and one in New York again. But so there was a quote from Devin McCourty, and I forget even what I had asked him, but he said they weren't worried about the Super Bowl. They weren't worried about coming back because his quote was, we got Tom Brady. Something like, we're not worried about anything. We got Tom Brady. And that's the trust that these guys have in a guy like Tom Brady to be able to come back. Listen, I'm a Jet fan, and Tom Brady's probably the best quarterback to ever play the game. Unfortunately, he's been in the AFC East for his entire career. But when they traded Garoppolo, that was the best thing because Garoppolo, as you see, is killing it for the 49ers, and they're about to ink him to a long-term deal. Who's left for the Patriots? They're not in a good position to get a new quarterback. So maybe the AFC East won't be so locked up from now on. But I just, by the way, looked ahead to the Jets schedule for next year, and they are playing, you know, I think it's six playoff teams from this season, or five playoff teams in the Patriots twice. So they are playing, don't even get me started. The strength of schedule for the Jets is ridiculous. So I had a quote about the NFL Man of the Year, I guess we'll do next. It was part of J.J. Watt's speech, but obviously I can't really be playing that right now. So J.J. Watt, as you know, I mean, I wrote an article in September on my website, prosportsrundown.com. J.J. Watt, you know, the hurricane that hit Houston and the flooding and the, you know, all that. Well documented. You've seen all that. J.J. Watt just stepped up immensely on his social media. I think he started on Twitter. And he just started a crowdfunding fundraiser that just absolutely went viral. I mean, he was hitting $1 million benchmarks every couple hours. And he got donations from team owners, from players, from regular people just trying to help. And he raised some ridiculous amount of millions and millions of dollars for that. And, you know, I always say that, you know, if you watch my stuff, I always say, like, okay, that's great. But, like, you know, actions speak louder than words. And I know that was an action, but he even took it one step farther, J.J. Watt, because what he did was he actually posted videos of, because, you know, people want to donate money, but they want to know where that money goes. And that's kind of the reason why I don't really donate money to those causes. I mean, when Hurricane Sandy hit here at school, I wanted to do a nice collection of clothes and stuff to send down the shore. The Red Cross only wants money. They just wanted money. I don't agree with that. When your CEO is making millions of dollars, that's, you know, and we got to cut through the red tape. And there was no red tape with J.J. Watt and what he did. So I think that he went out there and he made videos and he had volunteers stuffing buses. He rented a warehouse. People organizing the warehouse by you know, have diaper section over here, canned foods over here. And he really just was so involved with it that I think that's why people saw that he was so involved via social media. That's why people, I think, were willing to donate money to him and to his cause, because he assured everybody that he is, as his financial planners came in and told him exactly how to manage all that money, because that's a lot of money in a couple of days to be able to manage and to help people with. And that's really remarkable for him. And I wrote an article in September, I think it was September 4th, on ProSportsRundown.com, my site, and I wrote along the lines of, NFL, are you watching J.J. Watt right now? And I was retweeting some of the videos, and I put some videos in there, and he, hands down, there was no contest. Like, they shouldn't even have had any other nominees. J.J. Watt was the NFL's Man of the Year from September 4th, from the day after that hurricane hit, until last night when they announced it. They also announced that the NFL honors the awards of by the way, he got on and he said it's an award for the city of Houston, not just him, which is great. They also announced the Super Bowl class. Randy Moss, Ray Lewis is a head scratcher for me. You know, Ray Lewis did kill a guy once and his friend took the fall for it. So at what point is character called into the Hall of Fame, or is it all about stats? I know Ray Lewis would not have gotten my vote, that's for sure. When and if I do ever get a vote, I'm taking character into consideration as well. But Randy Moss got in, notables. Brian Urlacher got in. And who was the other? Did the other wide receiver get in? Oh, gosh. I was watching at the gym yesterday. I can't think of his name. What's his name? Help me out. Somebody help me out. I got to Google this. Hall of Fame class. Oh, was it Terrell Owens? Was it him? Did he get in? Clearly, I haven't been able to watch. I've been cooking. The next thing I'm going to talk about is the party that I'm going to be having here. Ray Lewis, Randy Moss. Hold on. Brian Urlacher, I got that already. I got all those. Yeah, well, I can't really be looking through this right now. But Terrell Owens, Terrell Owens, Hall of Fame. Oh, he did get in. Finally. You know, Terrell Owens, I didn't as a player on the field. But, you know, you can't deny his statistics. He's got, like, the top second best receiving yards ever for a wide receiver. He's got, and this is his third time trying to get in. I can't believe he didn't get in on the first time. But anyway, that was also last night at the NFL Honors. Eli Manning last year's, I think he was a co-winner last year, Eli, with Greg Olson, I believe. But Eli, with his work with Tackle Kids Cancer, would I have a special connection to that. But Eli introduced him, and he got on, and he just talked about how it's great for the city of Houston. So great job, J.J. Watt. NFL's Man of the Year. You'll see on his jersey now, from now on, I think even all the nominees get to wear like a little patch of the, like the, it looks like a football player wearing like a cape. So he's going to get to wear that forever. That's the trophy that they get. It looks pretty big, actually, the trophy. So party ideas, prop bets. I still have to come up with mine. So if you have any good prop bets, you let me know. I saw a couple. You know, prop bets are like a sheet of paper that if people aren't so interested in watching the game, which I don't know why they wouldn't be. By the way, I saw a party in, I forget where, somewhere around here. It was advertised for some reason on my Facebook page, a Super Bowl-less Super Bowl party, a football-less Super Bowl party. Are you kidding me? Who has that? Oh, right now I think the Puppy Bowl's on. But who has a footballist Super Bowl party? You're crazy. And it says, and Super Bowl watchers are welcome. I would never show up to that. But that's besides the point. Prop bets are a list of, I don't know, 20 to 25 statements with over-unders. So, like, for example, how many times will Donald Trump tweet during the game tonight? And I think it's at 2.5. So either you pick less than 2.5 or above 2.5. And you put, like, however much money you want to put in. We play with not a lot of money in that, $5, $10 maybe per person. And the person who gets the most right at the end wins the money. So it's just a way to, you know, be involved in the game. Because people, for some reason, get bored during football games. I don't know how that happens, but it's to appease those people. So a couple funny ones was the one about Donald Trump tweeting. I know Chris is a huge fan of Donald Trump, and there's a little bit of sarcasm in my voice. I don't know if he's still watching. Also, what color is Pink's hair going to be? Because Pink has had the blonde color. She's also, her name comes from her pink hair that she used to have. It's been dyed blonde. Apparently, she's an Eagles fan. It may be green. She could be wearing purple since they are in Minnesota. Who knows? That's a good one. That's going to be a good one. But what I hate is other. Because if you're, it's like betting against the field. I don't like that other. Like, what is other? That's ambiguous to me. There's either got to be a clear-cut answer, or it's not a good question. And that's, I guess, the teacher coming out in me, I guess. What are some other ones that I saw? I don't even know. I can't think. I got to put that together still. I didn't get that together. But some, we also have, obviously, the box pool going. I do that at work. I got some good numbers, I think. I got 7-3. I think if I don't win the first quarter with 7-3, I'm pretty much out for the rest of it. So I don't really care who wins either way, honestly. I just want my numbers to come out. I just want to win some money, right? If you could see on Facebook, I'm really sitting in my living room right now. I got balloons going, and this thing is so cool. Anybody have an inflatium? You see it? It's a stadium that in it, see those cardboard things that took me like literally an hour to put together? Well, in that, you put all your snacks, and that's going to be cool. I can't wait to use that. And I named my foods this year. Listen, I'm going to I don't know if I should say this out loud because I want to start trademarking these names. Where are they? All right, so here's what I got. Here's on my menu today. My menu, some of the names are better than others. The first one, this was the first one. It's called Devin McMarinara Sauce. A little bit of a stretch, I know. But you guys know that on the Eagles they have Zach Ertz, the tight end. Zach, E-R-T-Z is his last name. It's one of my favorite ones. I'm going to have Zach Ertzarella Sticks today. I also have I'm not making sandwiches for everybody. They could make their own sandwiches. I always had that, like a little sandwich station. Because, you know, people are finicky about their sandwiches. I mean, I know I am. But, you know, Brandon Cooks is a wide receiver for the Patriots. So I'm going to have a Brandon Cooks Your Own Sandwich Station. Huh? Okay. All right. Tough crowd. I'm also going to have, you know, how the Super Bowl is being played in Minnesota. Well, I'm going to have a Minnesota soda, S-O-D-A, and drinks station. Minnesota and drinks. No? Okay. How about, what are those called? Potato skins? This is stupid. Potato pig skins. That's easy. That's easy. There seems to be a problem with how people determine what a catch is and is not this season. So what I am going to name my ketchup, it's going to be called What's a Ketchup? I wish I had sound effects. Got three more. Let's do this one first. We can't decide. Maybe you guys can vote. Patriots pork sliders. They're pork, pulled pork sandwiches I made. I was up at 6:46 this morning doing it. Well, they cooked all night. Anyway, Patriots pork sliders. Or my dad wants offsides pork skewers. I don't like that one. I like Patriots pork. I like the alliteration. Patriots pork. And then I like Zach Ertzarella sticks, but my best two, I think, you know what a caprese salad is? Well, maybe not if you're not from this area. I don't know. But caprese salad is tomatoes and mozzarella with balsamic vinegar and a little bit of seasoning on there. So I'm going to make, I have made those in skewer form with cherry tomatoes and mozzarella balls. Well, no, actually we made them like little rectangles, I guess. So I'm going to call those, you know, Rob Gronkowski. Remember, they're skewers. I'm naming them Caprese Gronkowski skewers. No reaction. And I lost a viewer. Oh, well. And my final best one. I'm making Bill Bella chicken wings. That one's the best. That one is the best. You guys don't think so? Okay, well, that's fine. So, no, I'm not telling you where I live. No, you can't come to my party unless you're invited. And we're also going to have, let me get something. We're going to have these things tonight. Oh, by the way, Tom Brady is the MVP. We knew that because the speech, a photo of the speech was leaked, by the way. Some guy was holding it. I have a couple of these things tonight. Let's do like this. This is called photo booth. Trust me, I'm a referee with a little whistle. I have a little background. We're going to take pictures in front of this one I like. It's a football helmet. Like that. Defense. Defense. Get it? A couple other ones. Let me grab some other ones. This seems like a crowd favorite, it looks like. How about this one? I have a... I'm dropping them all. This one's a football. And it probably goes with these football glasses. See? So there's that. Number one, go team flag that I'm holding up right now on Facebook Live, facebook.com/CoachMcCartan. Go team, go team. Super fan. No, I am not a Patriots super fan, although that does look pretty good with the color scheme there. And obviously, you need MVP. Tom Brady, the league's MVP, is playing tonight. Who is the worst party guest? I have to talk about this. A worst Super Bowl party guest is someone that doesn't care about the game, which is fine, but distracts others from watching the game and any part of the game, like the Super Bowl halftime show. I have a rule, a new rule this year, that when you come here, limited talking during the halftime show, because last year, it was too loud in here. Couldn't even hear Lady Gaga. I had to rewatch it. It really annoyed me. I don't care if you don't like football. Please don't distract me from watching the game. Some may say, then why do you have a party at all? I really don't know, honestly. I really don't know. So the worst party guest, in my opinion, is someone who talks through the whole thing. Even the commercials. If you don't like the football, at least watch the commercials. No, there are people that just talk through the whole thing. Those are the ones that need to be kicked out of the party. Maybe I'll get a bouncer this year. Who knows? And the final topic I wanted to discuss today before I start buzzing around here to really get everything really, really set, although it looks set, it's really not. The final thing I want to talk about is obviously the music. And when you are watching me and listening to me on my regular setup, I got to figure out a way to do this. On here, obviously it's my first day, live and learn, but the national anthem this year is going to be sung by Pink. She also has the flu, so who knows how good that is. She is good. She's a great singer, but I don't know if that's like a built-in excuse and, oh my God, she was great, or, oh, it sucked, oh, that's because she had the flu kind of thing, but she said she got it from her kids. Who knows? Pink is slated to sing the national anthem. Oh, one of the prop bets is over under 2 minutes on the national anthem for Pink. I'm going to go with under. Pink likes to just do it. I also think last year, I got retweeted by Jennifer Hudson. And Jennifer Hudson said that she had the best Super Bowl performance of all time for the national anthem. Better than what's her name? Whitney Houston. I think so. I think it was better anyway. People are going to disagree because people feel so strongly about Whitney Houston. But that's what I'm going to say. And at halftime is Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake at halftime, he in his press conference said he was not giving anything away. And he said that there are going to be some things that have never been done before in a Super Bowl halftime show. Well, when I think back to last year and how Lady Gaga came out of the top of the stadium, I'm excited. There was a big rumor, might have been leaked, that Justin Timberlake, because as you know, Prince died, and he was, his home is in Minnesota, and the Vikings, when they're home, they play Prince songs, and so do the Twins. And he's very enveloped in the sports culture out there in Minnesota. So I saw and heard, and maybe you have too, that Justin Timberlake was going to be bringing out a hologram. Because as you know, Justin Timberlake, maybe you don't know, Justin Timberlake is a huge fan of Prince. He even had a pre-Super Bowl party at Prince's house on, what was it, Thursday night? Thursday night, there was a party hosted by Justin Timberlake in Prince's house, which is now a museum. So there was going to be a hologram of Prince that was brought out, or whatever, projected. Apparently, as I was just coming on to load this up before, that has been scrapped. Reports are that has been scrapped. So I guess a good prop bet would be, maybe someone writing this down for me, will Justin Timberlake sing a Prince song? I'm going to go with yes. But I'm not telling anybody here that. So keep that a secret. What else? So Justin Timberlake is the halftime show. I always think back to, I don't know what year it was, but it was the year, it was when the Giants played the Ravens in the Super Bowl and lost. It was the best halftime show I'd ever seen. It was NSYNC in their prime, Britney Spears in her prime, Aerosmith well past their prime, Missy Elliott, and I think there was one more. I think, I don't know. That was, to me, the best Super Bowl halftime show ever. So I am hoping, as an NSYNC fan, I might wear an NSYNC t-shirt today with my Patriots hat, that Justin Timberlake brings out NSYNC and they have a reunion, because that would be amazing. I saw the reunion live in Brooklyn at the VMAs when they last did it, when Justin Timberlake got the Vanguard Award, or whatever award, I think it's called the Vanguard. He brought out NSYNC for a little cameo appearance and sing-along, so I think that would be awesome. So that's another prop bet. Will Justin Timberlake bring out NSYNC? I don't know, because Mom, I know you're watching, Mom said that Joey Fatone, NSYNC band member, boy band member, was caught by TMZ or whatever in an airport in Minnesota. So I don't know if he's just going to watch the game or if he was actually going to participate in the halftime show of the game. But according to my mother, Joey Fatone was in. That makes me hopeful that there's going to be an NSYNC reunion. Also, there's been a rumor that Britney Spears will appear. I'm not sure why. They don't have any songs together, him or her. I don't know. Britney Spears has been a rumor. People want Janet Jackson to come back. I don't. Stay home, Janet Jackson. Nobody wants you there. Well, I don't want you there. And here's the part where I usually click the button and it plays that Drake song, Top Slipped Off Like Janet at the Super Bowl. See, I'm on a new platform here. I had to just sing that instead. So we'll work that in. I'll figure out how to do that. So will there be a Prince cover? Yes, I think so. I think Justin Timberlake, by the way, has anybody listened to the new CD? It's not that good. The CD, new album, I guess you call it. It's not that good. It's called Man in the Woods. And I'm thinking, like, he's from Tennessee. He's going to have like a country album for the first time. Man of the Woods, its name is. It's not really a country song, music at all. It's not that good. It's not that good, but I'd still go see him in concert. That's all I have. Nobody's going to be calling in. 818-475-8298. Nope. Let me try that again. 818. See, new number. I get all verklempt here. 818-475-9284 is the number to call in if you would like. This has been fun on Blog Talk Radio for the first time. I hope this worked. I don't know how this goes, but I hope it worked. Onwards and upwards from here. What I liked about Blog Talk was that they promised the ability for me to network with other hosts, more established hosts, I guess, to network with them and be on their shows, and they can come on mine. So that was the main reason why I made the switch. So I got a brand new logo. Thanks, Christina Cassaro. Brand new intro music. Did you hear that? Yeah. And a brand new platform. And I'm just thinking right now, I don't have any music to end with, like I always do. So, there's a chat. There's also a chat for anybody watching. All right, well, I have to get going. I hope you guys enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Whichever team you want to win, I hope they win. More importantly, I hope you win some money. I know everybody's in a box pool. And just don't worry about the calories tonight. Just go crazy. Just eat whatever you want to eat. You can always go to the gym tomorrow. Right? Signing off with my Patriots and Eagles balloons in the background. Enjoy the game, everybody. And like I said, I think it's Patriots today. Patriots today. Sorry for you Eagles fans. And yes, I'm going to be wearing this hat. And either I'm wearing an NSYNC t-shirt tonight or a Devin McCourty t-shirt. We'll see. Okay? I have next Sunday, we'll try and do the same thing. Maybe. I got to work out, obviously, some more things with this platform. Saturday, I'm going to be in Princeton doing sideline reporting for the Princeton game. So stay tuned for that. Try and do some Facebook Live from Jadwin Gymnasium as we enter our ongoing Ivy League play. All right, guys, so have fun, enjoy the game, and win some money. And take my prop bets seriously because I put some thought into those responses. That's what I have to do now. That's what I'm doing next. And then I got to put the chicken wings in. Okay? All right. Bye, everybody. See you next time. Thanks.